My name is Rabbi Zayn Lessons from the late Parshas by Yishlach. Tonight's shiur, being alone is good, is cool, is, I don't know, something like that. And all the loners came tonight. Thank you so much for coming this evening. I want to dedicate the shiur l'zech nishmas. My dear grandfather, Yaakov Yitzchak Menachem Dov, was your site. It's this Thursday evening. He was someone who everybody should know, someone who really changed the world in many ways, but specifically in the world of orthodoxy and colleges. He made Yeshiva University into a university when it was Yeshiva College. He was very involved in education, being just a model person for what Torah Mada is. He was the first president, founding president of Kingsborough Community College, and I'm proud to say that my son is named for him. The neshama should have a tremendous aliyah, hopefully, from the Torah that we learned together. The topic, I think, is really important, and Baruch Hashem, if you guys know how my mind works by now, you know it's quite crazy, but as I start developing things, and you know, Sunday night is not a good night for me as far as sleeping, because I start in my mind to think about, well, how else can I connect it, and then it just goes and goes and goes, and I really think, I hope, with Hashem's help, we'll get to some really good stuff. I hope. We know the famous pasuk. The famous pasuk says, "Vayivaser Yaakov levado." All of a sudden, Jacob finds himself alone. "Vayilavek ishimo adalos hashachar." And he fights with the malach. You know the whole story. So I want to focus on the word. Now you can guess, levado. What does it mean? He was alone. What else was he? It says that he went to get Pachim Ketanim, and he was alone. What does this levado mean? What does it say, levado? Says the Medrash, I believe it's based on the Tanchuma, and it says as follows. B'sitkuso says, Af banav heim, Am levado yishkon. The Pasuk says that we are the Am levado. Levadad is what the Pasuk says. U'shem shani asud lios, and as it says in Yeshayahu, I am v'nizkav Hashem levado, kach Yisrael badad. It's funny, not funny, but there's a famous song, v'nizkav Hashem, you know what I'm talking about? Levado, it's not sang like that, I know. By Yom Hu, right? It's a really funny, I don't know if anybody ever realized, it's not the pasuk from this week's parasha. It takes, I hate when they do this, I've said this before, I really want to make a course, I just don't think anybody would ever come, in Leva Torah, I want to have a course on Jewish music. And we're going to go through the music and I'm going to tell you how some of these songs came about and some of them make no sense at all. Right? I always say, one of my famous ones I like to say is, you probably don't know, oh, you know the song. You know the song, I did it, right? So that was originally became famous, somebody by the name of Yehuda, exclamation point. So he starts the song with, Lule Sarasra Sha'ashua Yervadzi Mi'oni. It is a horrible pasuk that says, if you would have just treated the Torah as a beautiful thing that you would love, that you loved, I want to forsake you. I did it. What are you singing? Right? I don't understand. So this song, I'm not so sure of either, because that's not the pasuk. But it maybe is a tremendous vort, Beruach HaKodesh. Who sings it? Is it? It's Martham Day, right? Anyway, I don't know. I'm afraid of Martham, one of those. But it's great. Because it says Hashem Levado, this has something to do with it. So he connected it because I guess he knew the Midrash. The Midrash is basically saying that just like we will learn later on that Hashem himself was alone, so Ki'ilu, it seems like Yaakov was imitating the ways of God in this way, and he was also alone. So we need more explanation. What exactly does this mean? So let's look at the Pesukim. So the first pasuk he quotes is from Parshas Balak. What a great story. That crazy Bilam tries to curse us. And every time he tries, something else cool comes out. Ma tovo lecha Yaakov, right? And of course we know the famous pasuk. It says that, Ki mirosh sarim, another song. Hey now. You know, this is the Shrekki song, that I know. Ki mirosh sarim, arenu migabot sashrei elaham, am levadol yishkon, uvagoyim lo yichshav. Right? That we will always be levadov. We've learned this quite well. The speech that you'll be hearing in a few minutes from now, taught us that we are levadad, we are alone. The Holocaust taught us that we are a nation that's alone, and we cannot be together with the other nations. I just want to point out, just hear me out on this one, because the next pasuk, cool, this is Bamidbar, Rabbi Yisai Balak, says, Ki mana afar Yaakov, umispar Rebbe Yisrael. And he continues and he talks Dafka about Yaakov. Cool. I'll connect it later. Please stay. Don't leave. I'm going to connect it later. Unless you want to get a chair. So, then the next pasuk that the Midrash quotes was from Yeshayahu, when the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be alone. Oh, the beautiful prophecy of the great Yeshayahu, the times, in the times of Mashiach, it tells us, this is such a beautiful prophecy, Adav Asher Chazal Yeshayahu, it tells us about the Chazon of Yeshayahu, what's going to come in the times. And it says, ready? Beis Yaakov, the Chulvin Elcha, Be'or Hashem, it's Beis Yaakov, is repeated a few times, and then Beis Yaakov, and then it says, "V'nizkav Hashem levado bayomu." On that day, Hashem will be alone. There will be a day of judgment, day of reckoning. God was alone, and then He'll reveal Himself with the times of Mashiach. Again, referring to who? Yaakov again. So, what's going on over here? So, I don't want this. I don't want to say this for it. I thought it was a nice thing. I just wanted to know. So, I'll tell you what. It's nice. It's cute. Beautiful. And the idea is based on the Midrash, is that we as a nation have to always remember we are alone, right? We are alone, right? Don't mix up with together with the nations. This is, of course, a great message for, you know, you go to the secular college, or remember who you are, because you might look like them, right? Everybody in the room, including myself, is wearing some company that clearly, if you weren't wearing your yarmulke, except maybe for our crooked noses and things like that, but if you have blonde hair or you have red hair, nobody's going to know the difference that you're not Jewish, right? You're wearing the same polo, you're wearing the same Tommy Hilfiger. You have to always remember Levadad. You always have to remember. And the example is written over and over again, and that was the challenge of the great Yaakov Avinu, to remind himself, I am alone. And maybe that's exactly it. Because who is he fighting? He was fighting against who? It was a malach. Okay, Yishkoyach, cute. It was a malach, right? We know. That's not cute, excuse me. But the Midrash tells us, right? I remember it was Ravine Salvation who used to say this. The beautiful Midrash says, who was the malach? What did he look like? Right? Because it says it looked like a person. Just like when Avram had his visitors, it also looked like a person. What did it look like? So it says two meforshim, right? One says that he looked like an arch enemy. You knew right away. The guy came up and said, oh man, I'm being robbed. Okay, put your hands up, you know? The other one said, no, it was a friend. He came up, hey, how you doing, Jacob? Hey, what's going on? Hey, do I know you? Nah, come over here, man. Give me a big hug. What is it? So Rav Aaron said, which one was it? Was it Machlekes? I'll please come over here. He says, no, it's the two ways, because we know what is the Malach. The Malach is the Yetzara. And the Yetzara comes at us in two ways. As a nation, it comes at us as ISIS, as Hamas, Laharog, Labeid, Lash. You know right away who they are. There's no question about it. But perhaps the harder is when they come to you as a friend. And you think, oh, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, why shouldn't my roommate be, you know, somebody who's not Jewish? What's the big deal? We both wear Tommy Hilfiger. What's the big deal? What's the difference? The warning is, he says, no, I am Levado. I'm going to add the extra word to emphasize the fact, I, Yaakov, is Levado. I am lonely amongst the nations because I am Jewish. And I will not succumb. I don't care if you're my friend. We'll get back to this in a moment with a great conclusion, I hope, Imritz Hashem. But I think there's another idea here. I think Levado has another idea, and that was brought out by Yerucham Levavitz, the great Rav Yerucham says, Das Torah, he says, Levado, why did it have to add Levado? As they said, it's like Hashem. Levado means I don't need help from anybody. There's the klal of Klal Yisrael. We look at ourselves as a nation. We always have to be. We have to remind ourselves who we are. And Kiddush Hashem and Adchil Hashem, yes. But who am I? Being alone is a good thing as an individual. Because if you want to accomplish, the only way to accomplish is to be alone. And I'll explain what I mean in a moment. It's true that Ribbono Shel Olam himself is Levado, as we say in Adon Olam. Levado Yimloch Nara. He doesn't need any help. He doesn't need anybody. He's alone and he can rule in his awesome manner. It means that I, as an individual, have to be self-sufficient. Part of the reason, you might not know this, that you came Shana Aleph, that you came on your own, for most of you, probably all of you, this is the most time ever you've spent away from your parents. Some of you are like, woohoo, you know, and some of you are sad that, you know, your cell phone service got back now and you have no excuses. Okay, good. But the bottom line is, is that this is the year you're levado. You're really levado. You have to be self-sufficient. You got to figure it out. Mommy used to make you breakfast every morning. She's not making you breakfast. Now you have mommy Miri. Okay, but you know, you got to figure out how to take buses. You got to figure out how to do things. You got to be self-sufficient. You got to be yourself. Feel, I'm lacking nothing. If I need no help, you know, these reality shows that they have now, you know, they drop the guy in the helicopter in the middle of nowhere. Go find yourself. This is a big thing in the army. They do this. Go find your way out. And the guy's like, that's easy. Put on Waze, like, you know, and that's it. They don't let you take that Waze. They don't know you do that. So when Yaakov says, no, I could do things myself. I could be self-sufficient. Because Yaakov meets the angel and he says, no, I'm going to emulate the ways of Hashem. I'm going to stand alone. I don't need anybody because I'm becoming centered. I'm going to figure out who I am and what I am. I don't need you. And there's a big problem in this world. Huge problem in this world. It's this item. Although, thank you, Nathan Silberg. I found your mic again. So now we're back in business. Now you can hear me better on YU Torah. Maybe, I don't know if there's any difference, but it makes me feel better. I feel like I'm, you know, important, more important. And, but, Vayter b'shasa poiskim, nu, a person has to be centered and saying, I got to figure myself out. Who am I? See, the problem in the world today is that we have these phones, so you're never alone anymore. There used to be a time when you would get on a plane and you would be going to Eretz Yisrael, you would be going back to America, or to Canada, no, or Australia. I don't know, they left already, but okay. You know? And you would be going back, and you had hours and hours to be alone. To just think. To take out a book, good. Now, forget about it. Boop, turn the TV on, you know, gazillion thousand movies, this and that. Or, you know, all of a sudden now, Nebuch lo aleinu, if you fly United, you have free Wi-Fi. Or you have Wi-Fi, right? You have Wi-Fi. So, $14.95, I might as well. How can I not be in contact with the world? How can I not see somebody's status on Facebook, Instagram? I got to see the post. It's so important. You're never alone anymore. And people think that that's a good thing. They said, oh, it's great. I'm never alone anymore. I could be stuck in the woods and take out my phone and I have service. Right? There are actual places that people go visit, hotels, where you're not allowed to have phones. I don't know if you ever heard of this before. You're not allowed to have phones. Right? Right? A person goes to like a fancy spa. The big signs, no phones, right? There's always that nebuch, that person who's on the phone. I find it funny. I was in a supermarket this week, and I always find that the older people, they always talk on the phone via speaker. I don't know why this is. So they're on the phone. Everybody hears that conversation. The husband's like, "Ani tzarich she'atemtim koli," and it's like, "Mari, no shabbat." I'm like, "Everybody hears him. He wants potatoes. Buy potatoes," you know. But the idea is that we're never alone. Alone time is good because it helps you be centered. It helps you be who you're supposed to be. Figure out who I am. And we don't do that anymore. We don't spend any time alone anymore. We think it's like a bad thing to be alone. Okay, maybe there's an extreme level, hisbodedus, where you go to the forest and you go up to, you know, in the olden days, you were able to go up to Gimel. There were no houses there, used to be. Okay, there are places to go. You're alone. You spend some alone time with yourself. You just have to figure out, who am I? Who am I? Yaakov said, no. I get it. There's a Yetzer Hara. Let's talk about personal. It's not just about, oh, there's a Yetzer Hara of the world. What does the Yetzer Hara of the world mean? It's very nice to think in broad strokes. Oh, we're alone. We're the Jewish nation. We're alone. Okay, I'm going to be more careful. I'm going to college broadly, and I'm going to celebrate the Sabbath on it. But now let's take the Yetzer Hara on a personal level. What is the Yetzer Hara on a personal level? Oh, the Yetzer Hara on a personal level is everything that we battle with every day. From getting up in the morning and going to Minyan, to not thinking that we could learn Torah because our Yetzirah is telling us, you're nothing, you're nobody, forget about it. To other Yetziraharas for sinning, for not doing the right thing, for going out on nights you shouldn't go out, for not making the most of your year. Everything that relies around the Yetzirah. It's not Sarol Shalesov. Sarol Shalesov is also inside of us. B'tzelem Elokim Nivra Adam, Hashem gave us divine, but within that divine neshama that we have, tahurihi, it's so pure, but sometimes it's blackened with what? With the Yetzirah, with telling us to do other things. V'nizkav Hashem levado, but then comes Yaakov and says, no, Yetzirah, you're not going to do it. Esav was his brother, Rabbi Isai. He was Jewish. You don't remember that. He was a Jewish guy. He had a Jewish mother, a Jewish father. It's the Yetzirah inside of everybody. Who was inside of the womb? There was Yaakov and there was Esav. It was like almost the Yetzer inside of there. And that's what we fight every day. Can we be levado? Levado is a good thing. I'm going to quote you a great great mimer from a great Rav. He said the following. Only the self-sufficient stand alone. Most people follow the crowd and imitate. Rabbi Bruce Lee said that. What? What's the idea? What's the idea? The idea is, right, if we could stand alone, we're not a follower. We do what we're supposed to do. We do the right thing. We don't care what other people are thinking. Those are the most successful people in the world. I don't care what he's doing, what he's thinking. I'm going to be alone. I'm going to be the outlier. So what? I'm just making up a name of a university. I don't know. Maryland, let's say. Right? So the University of Maryland have 6,000 Orthodox people. And then I'm like, of course I'm going to daven. Of course I'm going to go daven every day. And then you go there the first day and you're like, wow, this is impressive. 6,000 Orthodox Jews and there's 60 people at Minyan. And then something called midterm starts and they're like, can you find another guy? We need a tenth. We need a tenth. And you're like, oh, Levado, who am I? I should be that, but that guy went to that yeshiva. He went to, I only went to Levad Torah. Levado, no. I'm going to do it. It's the right thing to do. Levado. I'm not letting the Yetzirah going to affect that. You can look at the society, you can look at where it goes, yeah, but everybody watches those type of movies. So it's okay. Levado, no. I'm Yaakov Avinu. I'm going to be challenged and I'm going to succeed in the challenge. And now, I apologize, but I will now try to blow your minds away. Because if we think about who was, I have the mic, I'll drop it in a moment. So here, think about this, Rabbi Yisai. What did Yaakov Avinu go back for? Pachim Kitanim. Okay, he was Jewish. Okay, he went back. He left things. No, it's not that. It's not that, guys. When we hear the word Pachim Kitanim, I start to think to myself, ooh. I start to think that there's only 20 shopping days left until Chanukah. And I say, well, Chanukah, Pachim Kitanim. Oh, wait a minute. Little Pach Shemen that we found, what was the significance? Tumahutra Betziva, they could have litten it, they didn't need the Pach Shemen of the Kohen Gadol, they could have done it themselves. That's the Pachim Kitanim, that's the Yetzirah, because who was the Yetzirah by side? That Pachim, by the way, comes up a lot of times. Isha Shulamis, they said the same Pachim that had oil in it, these Pachim had oil in it. If you think of the time of Chanukah, from all the four nations that wanted to kill us, that's listed as the four nations. I have a whole great vort. Go on to Yud Torah and see about the dreidel. The Nun Gimel He Shin is each of the four nations that wanted to kill us. It's not for now, but it's the great Torah if you want to actually blow your mind after you've blown your mind already. But I think the worst of them was this. The Hellenist. The Yavanim. Because the Yavanim wanted to take away everything from us. They were so smart in their way because they were educational. They were the second Malach of Aaron, would say. Hey, be our friends. Join us in our Colosseums. Join us. We love you. You're great. By the way, let me ask you a question. What's this whole bris milah? That's crazy. Yeah, this sounds a little crazy. They took the mitzvah stafka that is difficult for us and they said, that's a little crazy. Isn't that a little crazy? Yeah, it's a little crazy. Yeah, we shouldn't do it. Okay, I'll still be Jewish, but okay, bris milah, I'm not going to do that for my son. I'm not going to do that. So smart. They said, why? They wanted to take away what? The levado. The pachim kitanim reminds us, the pach shel shem, and says, no, you're special, you're unique. It's not enough. Two more. Yes, I could light the menorah, the little wood, yucky menorah. They could have done that and put some little oil in it. They could have done that. This is not a plug for anything. But you'll have an opportunity also. You could buy the little tin menorah that you maybe use, hopefully, and you didn't use when you were little kids, and buy the little Christmas candles at all different colors, because obviously that's why they invented the colors of the candles, was probably because of Christmas. Or you could say, you know, for the first time in my life, I'm going to use Shemen, because Shemen reminds me of something. The Jewish people rise all the way to the top all the time, even though they're levado, but they're on the top, because we are the oil, we are not the water. That's the vort over here. And finally, if now all the heads have been blown off anyway, so I'll just end by saying that's exactly what happened at the end. Guess what happened to Yaakov? Did he win? He was levado. I told you he won. Oh, but wait a minute. He was hit. The sinew was hit. The gidanasha was hit. Oh, that's interesting. Why of all things was it that? Was it an arm, a leg? Was it the most interesting? Like, where'd that come from? You know, does anybody go around and go, ooh, my scapula is really hurting me. I don't even know there it is. I don't, right? My tibia, it's killing. Gidanasha. Because the Gid Anasha is the connection between the top and the bottom of our body. Those Hasidim in the audience who wear a gartel. So the idea of the gartel, not yet. The idea of the gartel is to separate the physical from the spiritual, the top from the bottom. We, by the way, we all wear gartels. Some of us actually physically put on a... We all wear gartels. The halacha, you have to wear a gartel. It's called a belt. If you don't have a belt, okay, the elastic's probably okay on your undergarments. But we all do that. Because we separate... Yaakov was reminding us, we got to separate the physical from the spiritual. Levado! The bottom part of our body has to be used by Kedusha. Oh, that's what we're saying over here. You are alone. Alone is being great, both on a level of a nation, Levado, and who we are as who I am. You are different than anybody else in this room. You are special. You are unique. Find your Levado. Spend time, you Levado. Take time off. Stop listening to whatever music you're listening to and watching the clip again from Curb Your Enthusiasm or whatever you're watching. Give yourself time just to breathe. Just, who am I? How do I be centered? How do I become better? With that, we'll not only have the most amazing Chanukah, remind yourself of Pachim V'Tanim, and we always strive to do the best, the most beautiful menorah, with the most beautiful oil, because that's who we are. We strive, because Levado is actually a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And with that, we should be zeichet to see the prophet of Yeshayahu, that Hashem will no longer be Levado. He will be together with the Jewish people. Amen.